Oh my God, look at him go. Now he's got his hand on her thigh and she hasn't pushed him away yet. I would have never guessed she'd be the type to fool around in this place. Not in a burnout hospital, but she's totally into it. Maybe she gets off on this kind of stuff. Oh. Uh-oh, she's pulling back. Now she has her hand on his shoulder. Abort, kid, abort! Oh no, he's leaning in again. Read the signs. Ugh, she's too freaked out. Heck, maybe she's psychic and she can sense my presence. He's going for it. He's going for it, and nope, she's out of here. Nice try, kid, but no score. Now she'll gather her little girlfriends and ditch you. Maybe pick some place more romantic next time, a movie theater or a dive bar. Anything but an actual, literal, haunted hospital. Oh well, tough break. Now it's my turn. Get ready for the scare of a lifetime, kid. All right, let me just hover into view while he's distracted by a text. Turn corporeal so he can see my burnt skin and charred dress. There, perfect. Now, look up. And look up. Look up at me. Hello? I'm literally breaking the bonds of death here. What the hell? What's he texting that's got him so distracted? Maybe I'll just have a peek. Oh, hi. Shit! You weren't supposed to look up just now. You were supposed to look up a minute ago when I was all scary and gross and hovering in the dark. Shit, shit, shit. You're not even a little scared? Shit. Yeah, I know. I'm not really good at being scary. I got the shittiest death for inspiring terror. What do I mean? Don't you watch movies? However you look when you die, that's how you look as a ghost. That's why I'm wearing charred rags, which frankly, barely cover anything at all. You know who I envy? That bastard at the hotel on Park Street. You know, the one who got drowned and quartered in the 1800s? All he has to do is float into a room with his gross, twisted limbs and everybody runs screaming. You know what happens to your body when you die in a fire? Nothing if smoke gets you. Maybe a few scorches. Barely anything to work with at all. You're not even bothered by me being a ghost? You were looking for ghosts? Oh man, just my fucking luck. I got a believer. So was that her deal too? Did your little girlfriend agree to come ghost hunting and instead she just got groped? Sure, I saw the whole thing. Next Halloween, take her to a cheesy haunted house or a kegger. Yeah, yeah, something thrilling might be fun. Dates should be interesting experiences, things you talk about later, things you connect over, not something genuinely unsettling. Oh, you think this would be thrilling if she was open to it? Okay, Romeo, tell me something about this place. Thrill me. Actually, that's not bad. Wow, you've really done your homework on the hospital fire. I've been haunting this place for decades and I didn't know half of that. Why do I scare people? Well, because I fucking love Halloween. Why else? As long as my legend continues, I get to keep walking the mortal plane, jumping at lonely virgins who come to wander my halls. Not a lonely virgin? Says the guy whose date just got in a cab. Hey, don't sweat it. I promise you'll have better luck next year. Really, really. You seem like a smart guy. And you're pretty hot, too. Find a nice girl who digs horror movies and take her to the Park Hotel. After you see old Limbless McGee, you can comfort her with wine coolers and awkward grabs. Hey, don't sweat it. The advice is free. Now you should probably scram before the sun comes up. Come back and see me. Did flashing my tits and ass through this charred dress get you that worked up? Sorry, kid. This was my last Halloween to walk the corporeal world. Why? Nobody's scared. My legend is deader than, well, me. You're probably the last person who's read about the victims here. Honestly, I'm surprised I even manifested this year. Too bad, too. It would have been nice to see you again. You really are a cutie. You want to tell me something? That was smooth, kid. Too bad my time is up, or I'd make something other than your hair stand up. That girl you brought? She doesn't know what she's missing. Oh well, dawn is breaking. This is me. You're really not scared, are you? Damn. I really thought I had you. Oh, what the fuck? Streamers? Pumpkins? What? Costumes? Who the fuck are all these people? And who drags kegs and speakers into a hospital? How the hell am I still here? So many of them are dressed up as ghosts. Burnt ghosts. Kid, is that you? You look older. Well, no, not old, just matured. In a good way. Kid, what the fuck is going on? Do I like it? Well, hell yes, I love it! I told you, I'm a sucker for Halloween, and I love walking among mortals, and I love this! All of this! How am I still here? My legend is dead. Journalism major? Newspaper columnist? Wait, kid, slow down. You exposed the fire here? The insurance fraud? And you wrote about the victims? Kid, that's insane. Why? I mean, that's too much. You built a career out of exposing this place? And spreading my story? Why? You don't know me. You don't owe me anything. Why'd you do it? Wow. Never underestimate the power of fear boners. I'm joking, kid. Come here, I owe you. Check out the undead cheerleader by the punch bowl. She looks jealous seeing you make out with, well, technically an older woman. How about it, Romeo? Why don't you take your shot with her? I could help. You're here for me. Only me? Kid, I don't know what to say.
You know what? Yes, I do. Follow me. I want to show you something. It's quiet here, isn't it? This was the chapel, back before the fire. Yes, this is where they discovered the bodies. This is where we hid when the fire blocked the exits. We knelt right here in aisles and we prayed. We prayed until the smoke got too thick. Please, don't be sad. I'm showing you this because I want you to understand. My prayer was answered. I got my second chance. I got you. Look, I'm feeling pretty solid right now. I mean, more corporeal than I've ever felt on a Halloween night. I want to try something, if you'll let me. Something to show my gratitude. And I can tell, by the way, you've been glancing at my breasts through my tattered dress. You've been thinking the same thing. Here, take a seat on the pews. Trust me, they're sturdy. Now, take off those jeans and let me have a look at you. Damn, kid! If I'd known you were packing that thing, I would have skipped trying to scare you and start with a lap dance. Lean back. Now slide my dress off. I think it's time you feel how heavy and real these breasts can be. Here, let me kneel at your feet and you just rest that big cock of yours between my cleavage. You like that? Feels nice rubbing between my breasts, doesn't it? With how soft and warm I've materialized them, you probably don't need any lube. But I can provide anyway. Oh, there we go. There are a few benefits to being a ghost, as you can tell. The way my breasts move, it's like they're defying gravity, bouncing on your lap. It's hypnotic, isn't it? Can you see the outline of your dick through my breasts? They feel firm enough, but I can never make them fully opaque. You can always see through them. Just a little bit. Same with my lips, too. Watch as I take the head of your cock in my mouth. You can see the shadow of your dick as it passes over my lips. Watch my tongue become translucent as I lick around the head of your cock. And squeeze your shaft between my breasts. Do you like seeing me on my knees in front of you? When you brought me back, did you imagine me looking up at you with these glowing eyes? No. Now I want to watch the shadow of your cock as it slides through my mouth and into the back of my throat. Now I want you to watch the shadow of your cock as it slides through my mouth and into the back of my throat. You know, ghosts don't have gag reflexes. No reflexes at all, actually. So I can do this. Oh, fuck. How does that feel? When your eyes roll back like that, you look possessed. I may not have reflexes, but I can still feel you twitching in my throat. And I can't have you coming before I get to feel this magnificent cock inside me. Yes? Inside me? Of course ghosts can do that. Here, let me show you. Lay on your back in the aisle. Now, let me just sit on you. Oh, fuck. I didn't expect it to feel this good. This real... Can you see the shape of your dick in my stomach? Fuck, that's deep. Easy there. You might end up in my throat. I guess I shouldn't tease you like that. But I can't help it. I love teasing you. In every way I can. Holy fuck, this feels amazing. You know, you can be as rough as you want with me. It's not like you can break me or something. But I think you should try anyway. Am I getting more translucent? No, baby, I'm not disappearing on you. It's the moonlight coming through the chapel window. You like it? You like how my hair is drifting around me? Weightless? Like watching it billow as I bounce on this dick? Shit. I'm getting close. I'm getting close. And I can feel you twitching too. Just a little faster. Like that. Would it help if I was tighter? Slicker? I can do that, you know? Let me just... Fuck, that's good. The outline of your cock. It's like a blur inside me. Just a little more. A little more. You ready? All right, kid. Fill me up. Fill up your hot, wet ghost girl. You wanted me, right? You fucking got me. And I'm all yours. Oh, shit. Oh, shit. It feels so real. Don't get up. Let me lay on top of you. Catch my breath. I guess I technically don't have breath to catch. But it still feels nice being on top of you like this. Why are you looking at me like that? You look like you've seen a ghost. You thought... What? Oh.
That's so sweet. You were worried I would descend to heaven or something after you solved my murder? Fuck that! I'm not leaving. Not after I found you. Kid, you need to face it. You're haunted now. Besides, I already told you. I fucking love Halloween.